You don't get them girls loose. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Should there be some form of constraints with regard to how you view Brian Hoyer and what he has to do to execute in the Browns offense coming up on Sunday? Does a short lease add to maybe some undue situational pressure for this entire offense? That's part of our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regei. Nathan Zagura will be coming back to join us in a short period of time. 216-578-0850. You guys have been blowing it up today, loving what you're bringing. Let's get back at it. Zor, Ohio, our stop. Here's Dave on CBD. Hi. Hello, David.
How are you guys doing today? Hey, I wanted to ask Matt a quick question, but I say the debate's over. It's time to get behind the Browns. We got a huge game here. Let's get them fired up, play some football.
That's correct.
And Matt, I was wondering if you were calling the defensive calls, would you go after Luck and play man to man, or would you drop back, play some zone? What would you call to defend him?
And again, I know this kind of goes against of Coach Pettine and Jim O'Neill's frame of mind, is I would be 75% zone and zone pressures and 25% man to man, and be strategic in those down and distances where I like Joe Hayden's aggressiveness and Buster Screen being aggressive. But otherwise, I want to do my very best to confuse him. And the one, that's a great question. Something I actually had down here in my notes for this week is, as we talked about, you're not going to stop maybe the rushing aspect of the Colts, but you're not going to stop a lot when it comes to Andrew Luck in the passing game, but you have to limit them. And I think the challenge for the Browns is to knock the Colts off schedule. And that's something that the Cleveland Browns have been knocked off schedule all year long. And because, you know, third and nine plus, which it seems, you know, 50% of our third down attempts are in those third and eight plus, which is keeping us off schedule, which is making it very hard for us to move the football and score. So our ability to disrupt Andrew Luck and keep that offense off schedule, that means stopping the run, no 5 yard or plus rushes, containing the screen, because Andrew Luck does like to use a diversity of weapons. He'll throw it to anybody if you're open. And I think also too, putting a little bit of pressure, 6'4", 240 pounds, knock him on his butt a few times, you know, force him to deal with the physicality that is the Cleveland Browns defense.
David, we appreciate the call. Good thoughts. I'll tell you, the potency of their weapons, to me, a guy that I would pay so much attention to, and you may say he's down in the pecking order, Colby Fleener, his Stanford teammate. This guy has, it seems like he's in catching touchdown passes week in and week out. So much attention to T.Y. Hilton and Reggie Wayne. Now Dante Moncrief has come in and certainly given their passing game a boost, but Colby Fleener is a guy. You know, Matt, I think he's emerging into one of the ultra-talented tight ends that we have in the NFL.
He is, and I think, again, the rapport that has been built from back at their days in Stanford, It's a lot of the reason why they drafted him and brought him with Andrew Luck. And also, too, he's kind of that hybrid tight end where he runs routes as if he's a wide receiver. So
he's got
the full gamut of the route tree and has really no limited ability to get down the field. But also, too, you're going to line up him in those tight end positions and be able to crack down in some cases, but be flexed out and also release. So It's a very diverse position that he plays and very difficult for a defense to defend.
I'm sure Jim O'Neill and that Browns defensive meeting room has definitive thoughts about all of that with their weaponry. Let's move on. We head to Mansfield. Here's Al, Cleveland Browns Daily. Hello, Al. How you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Comment and a question. Comment is, I can't understand how, if you think you're a true Browns fan, you would ever boo the Browns when they're at home. That doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
See, I agree with you 1,000,000%, Al, and I got to be honest. When I hear things otherwise about people that root for individuals, I question what their real sincerity as being a part of Browns Nation and a true Browns fan is.
Yeah, the question that I have is, with the controversy that we had in the preseason, it was at least surmised that it affected Brian's ability to play, or, you know, it seemed like it affected him some. And with the controversy or the turmoil of the last week, it seems like we're kind of right back at that situation. Do you think it'll impact how he plays on Sunday?
I definitely do. And I think that, as I talked about earlier in the week, I think that Brian's strength mentally is going to be more important in this football game than his physical attributes. How he can overcome the adversity of this week and the stress that happened earlier in the week, and also, too, to know, and I hopefully it's been communicated by Coach Pettine and Kyle Shanahan, to not, and again, I hate to reference it as a leash, but that's what we've been calling it all week, but their plan for him. And it's, again, there's got to be, our plan is for you to start, as Coach Blake Pettine said yesterday, and our intent is for you to finish this football game. But I think that also, too, they need to have a plan, a decisive plan, that is a what-if situation for this football team, and what is the reason why we would, only reason we would potentially deviate off that course with Brian as the starter and completing that football game and go in a different direction.
Yeah, and I think as we saw Brian Hoyer come to the Cleveland Browns a year ago, some of the main attributes, some of the top qualities were tough-mindedness, the ability to battle, the ability to overcome odds, the ability to, if you want to put it in these terms, go out and be able to facilitate as a quarterback who wins and who galvanizes and rallies up his offensive and entire football team around him because of that one main single-mindedness, Matt, if I may put it in those terms, as opposed to, you know, worried about numbers and the type of physical care. No, Brian's not going to wow you in those situations.
No, he's not.
We know that. So, you know, I feel good that I think the top of his calling card in his chart of positivity, that's what it is, being tough-minded, being able to battle back from it. We've seen that during football games.
Right.
Mike Pettine calls it compartmentalized.
Sure,
right?
And that to me, very early on in this football game, will prove to me how Brian Hoyer will end this football
game. Sure. No, I agreed with that. Absolutely. All right, we're at halftime. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You guys have been terrific. We've rolled through many of your thoughts, and we've still got a lot more to do. Another hour to go. Doug Deacon's dropping by from the PNC Bank Browns Radio Network. Got to get Browns Roundtable going for you. Coming up here in just a moment from our friends at the Blue Point Grill and Hospitality Restaurants. We still have Factor Fiction coming up. Nathan will drop by and give you some of his fantasy knowledge, all of that. And we're going to hear from Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel as well after Mike Pettine decided to stick with his starting quarterback, now entering the 13th game of the year, Brian Hoyer. Don't go away. Doug Deacon right around the corner in our roundtable. That's next as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolls on. Good to have you with us.